The Senate today begins debate on a new bill that would cap some damages in medical malpractice lawsuits. This bill, like one the Senate debated last summer, isn't expected to pass, but both sides hope to use it to score political points. NPR's Julie Rovner has more.
The bill that failed last summer would have capped damages for pain and suffering in all medical malpractice lawsuits at $250,000. Backers say that could help slow the rise in doctors' malpractice insurance premiums. Opponents disagree. They say the problem is not high damage awards, but insurance industry gouging. Last July's debate in the Senate ended in a standoff. So Senate Majority Leader Bill Frist, himself a physician, is trying a new tack. The bill senators will take up today also includes a damage cap, but would only apply it to obstetrical care. Marion McCartney is with the American College of Nurse Midwives, which supports the bill. She says if something isn't done about skyrocketing insurance premiums, it's not the health professionals who will be hurt most, it's the patients.
Very soon, especially in the rural areas, you will see people just dropping out and women won't have access to care anymore. That's the problem.
But opponents of the measure say women would be hurt, not helped, if the bill were to become law. Joanne Dorishow is executive director of the Center for Justice and Democracy, a group that opposes capping malpractice damage awards.
It's so discriminatory because if men are injured by medical malpractice, they have their full legal rights. If women or babies are injured, their compensation is severely capped. It's an incredibly unfair thing to do.
Dorishow says the real issue isn't lawsuits, it's politics.
I think what the Republicans are doing is trying to force votes and then trying to make the issue and access to doctors and health care, which is really a deceptive thing to do because there's nothing in this legislation that will help doctors with their insurance premiums. There's nothing in it that will provide access to health care to anybody.
The American Medical Association, which represents doctors, disagrees.
It's our number one legislative priority at the AMA, and we will be relentless in pursuing this issue.
That's AMA President Donald Palmisano from a payphone at the Miami airport. Airports are pretty familiar to Palmisano. He spent 249 days on the road last year, mostly pushing for malpractice law changes like the ones the Senate will take up today. Palmisano freely admits that the grassroots efforts in many states, from demonstrations by doctors at state capitals to actual walkouts, have come at the urging of President Bush, who's made capping damages one of his top legislative priorities.
When I met with him almost 2 years ago, he said we need to go out to the grassroots. He talked to several doctors and several patients, and he said we need to have you go out to the grassroots, meaning the AMA. And we understand that communication is essential so that everybody understands how this is affecting everyone else.
Senate Majority Leader Frist conceded last week that the bill is likely to fail when a test vote comes tomorrow. But Frist says he'll try again later this year with a bill to cap damages for trauma centers and another aimed at rural providers. And expect the debate to heat up even more if North Carolina Democratic Senator John Edwards, a former medical malpractice lawyer, ends up on the presidential ticket this year. Julie Rovner, NPR News, Washington.